Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Seven people were injured when a ski lift failed at a northern Maine resort yesterday morning. WBUR's Fred Bever reports that for a frightening 20 seconds, the lift began to spool backwards and Sugarloaf skiers and snowboarders were in virtual freefall.
Hank Margolis is a salesman from Marlboro, Massachusetts, who confidently snowboards and skis Sugarloaf every weekend he can. But yesterday, as he rode up on a packed four-person chairlift called King Pine, the lift abruptly stopped. Then it began to move the wrong way, and people started screaming.
It was horrifying. It was like being on a zip line, but completely out of control. And I realized that there's a couple hundred people ahead of me, thousands of pounds of weight, all propelling the lift backwards, and apparently no way to stop it.
Resort officials say the lift's cable rolled back 460 feet, nine chairs worth. Margolis's chair stopped before going back through the bottom of the lift, but not everyone had that luck.
People were starting to jump off. There's a bullwheel, a pulley at the bottom of the lift, and people were being propelled down toward that pulley, and people were trying to jump off and get off that before they spun around. The people that were not fortunate enough to be able to get off got ejected from their chairs going backwards, and it looked like two of the people that were in that situation were severely injured. They were non-responsive and laying on the ground.
At least one chair smashed into a lift tower, according to multiple witnesses. A resort spokesman says seven people were injured, but that none appeared to suffer life-threatening injuries. Four were transported to the nearest hospital. Some 200 others, including Margolis, were stranded above the snow for as long as 2 hours before resort staffers were able to belay them down with ropes and harnesses. It's unfortunately a familiar situation for Sugarloaf. In 2010, part of another lift went down, injuring eight, including one man who suffered a broken back and brain trauma. Resort spokesman Ethan Austin says the lift that failed yesterday, constructed in 1988, was inspected yesterday morning, and that all the resort's lifts are inspected daily.
Safety is our absolute first concern in everything that we do. We want our guests to enjoy our mountain. We want them to be confident that they can do it safely. So ensuring that they have that faith in us is paramount to our operation.
The King Pine lift remained closed while resort and state safety officials investigated the accident. The rest of the lifts stayed open through the day, including one called Timberline that's the same make and year as the one that failed. Snowboarder Hank Margolis quickly got back on one of those lifts so he could carve some new turns, he says, before he could think too much about what he'd just experienced. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever in Carabasset Valley, Maine.